Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Bill Diffenderfer back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, former IBM exec. He's the founder of Skybus Airlines and the founder also of a brand new company that he's just about to tell us about. In fact, we're going to use it as a case study in launching or getting a startup going, launching into a very competitive field, using technology and raising the money for that. All that wrapped up into this story today. He's also the author of A Bank of Last Resort, and he's our good friend Bill Diffenderfer. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your audience.
Good to have you back. Silver Car. Tell us about the Silver Car.
All right. Silver Car is a new concept in car rental. It's opening up in Dallas-Fort Worth literally as we speak.
At
the airport at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, right where the same consolidated center is where you get your...
So you got a desk there and everything?
We're counterintuitive, as we say. No counters. We have the same kind of space. We think you should walk through the space, go straight to the car.
Yeah.
So this is a concept where you don't have to be a frequent traveler to get a great great car at a great price and a great experience.
Right. So Silver Car is your new startup.
Yes.
And you're at the Dallas Fort Worth Airport. And tell us what the basic business model is.
Well, the basic business model is that we're going to concentrate at the big airports in the country. We only have one car type. The only car we have is a 2013 Audi A4. And it's got the leather seats, it's got the multimedia interface with the computer and everything right in the car. It's the car that you want to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
And we rent it at the same price, more or less, that Hertz or Avis will rent you their full-size Impala or Malibu.
Right.
And like I said, we've only got the one car, so we can't bait and switch it. We can't give you something else.
I will tell you, sometimes it's good that I've got multiple options because I'll get upgraded or something like that. But sometimes I like knowing what kind of a vehicle I'm going to get when I get there.
Well, that's exactly right. And, this is, you talk about the business model. This is really key to it. Most business travelers, when they travel, are not going in a group of people. They don't need an SUV.
Right.
They don't
that's
need
right.
a big LinkedIn town car.
Right.
They have one or maybe two people. Most of your business travelers make over $100,000 a year.
They just want to be comfortable. Yeah, exactly. They left a decent car at the airport. They left.
Exactly right. So we're giving you the car that you is like the one in your garage. Mm-hmm. So that was
part of your startup model. Was to let people know what they're going to get, be consistent with it, and let it be something that. But when you said that, though, when you chose that car and
uh-huh.
this model, you probably also said, we're probably not going to be for everybody.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, to the business model, we're not trying to rent to everybody. We'll leave that to Hertz and Avis. And you
the
know
person
what?
Who wants $19.95 a day is probably not going to be, is going to look around to 26 car dealers, car rental companies, to get a $19 a day fee. That's
exactly.
not your prospect.
Not our guy.
You see what he's doing here, folks. I'm pointing this out. So as you launch your business, as you grow your business, you got to know who your prospect is.
Exactly right. And about 50% of the business travel market stays at the Hilton, not the Hilton Garden Inn. They stay at the Four Seasons or the W or the Marriott, not the Marriott Courtyard. So we want the person who wants to travel well, who thinks that the business traveler deserves some nice things on the road, and getting behind a new Audi A4, believe me, is one of those nice things as you hit the road.
I got to be honest with you. If you if you're staying at the Four Seasons or the Ritz or something like that, you don't want to pull up in front of that in an Impala. It just doesn't fit your idiom, does it?
That's exactly right.
So you're only in one place. So that's the startup part of this, right? You're just in one location.
Yeah, and that's what makes it hard, honestly. Startups are not easy to do.
Right, especially in a highly, unbelievably cutthroat, low-margin industry like rental cars.
Well, you know, it's not so low-margin at the higher end.
Okay.
You know, when Hertz or Avis are renting their cars at the big airport,
right.
It's not low-margin there. You talk about the business model. Here, let me give you some.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. This is a great. This story, this startup that Bill is living, he's created, is a wonderful case study for you and me as we start and run and grow our small businesses. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.